This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Analysts say Iranian-backed proxies in the region could join war against Israel. VOA correspondent Henry Ridgewell reports.
Iran is a major supporter of Hamas, and there are fears that the attack could spiral into a broader conflict in the region.
If Israel is going to mount a ground invasion of Gaza, I think there is real concern that these other groups that have gotten Iranian support and that share Iran's goals and share Iran's animosity toward Israel, that they might get involved as well.
That includes Hezbollah, a powerful militant group based in Lebanon and backed by Iran. Israeli forces have exchanged sporadic rocket fire with Hezbollah fighters in recent days. Syria said Thursday that Israeli missiles had targeted airports in Damascus and Aleppo, damaging their runways. Israel did not comment, but has previously accused Syria of facilitating arms shipments from Iran to militant groups in the region. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
After meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, relatives of American citizens missing or held captive called for the, quote, immediate release of the hostages and those missing in action on Thursday. Here is Abby Ahn, relative of five missing Israelis, at a news conference in Tel Aviv on Thursday.
Hearing our stories makes this issue human. This is a human issue. These are civilians that are missing and have been captured.
The White House national security spokesman says the number of U.S. citizens confirmed dead in the Hamas attack in Israel over the weekend has risen to 27, with 14 more still unaccounted for. The White House confirmed that the U.S. State Department will begin offering charter flights to Europe to help Americans leave Israel. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli airstrikes have made major cemeteries in Gaza dangerous to reach. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports that mourning families are burying their dead in informal graveyards dug in empty lots amid an intensifying siege.
As the death toll soars, Gaza's cemeteries are full. The Khan Yunis community is now burying their dead next to homes after days of Israeli airstrikes. Gaza has been under Israeli bombardment since Saturday. Space for those killed in Israel's retaliation is at a premium, as Gazan Adel Hamad explains.
Since 10 p.m. yesterday until early today, more than 50 martyrs in Khan Yunis, and the death toll is constantly rising.
Authorities in Gaza say more than 1,400 people have been killed and more than 6,000 have been wounded. As Hamas militants and rockets entered Israel Saturday, so too did a barrage of disinformation. The conflict is being fought not only on the ground, but also on the internet. VOA's Robin Guest has the story. Liam Scott contributed to this report.
Disinformation about the conflict exploded online with a force that has shocked analysts.
It is worse than the lead up or following January 6th. It's worse than the height of the COVID-19 pandemic or vaccination rollouts. This is just quite frankly the most intense amount of misinformation that I've seen spread on social media as far back as I can remember.
Among the posts going viral on platforms like TikTok and X is this fake video clip. It claims that Ukraine smuggles weapons to Hamas, and it has racked up close to 1 million views, but the post and video are false. Robin Guess, VOA News.
The top prosecutor for the International Criminal Courts told Reuters on Thursday the ICC has jurisdiction over potential war crimes carried out by Hamas militants on the territory of Israel, even though the country is not a member state.
Well, the Rome Statute's clear. We have jurisdiction on the territory of a state party, and we have jurisdiction in relation to conduct committed by nationals of state parties. So Palestine is a state party. If there is evidence that Palestinians, whether they're Hamas or Al-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas, or any other person, or any other national of any other state party has committed crimes, yes, we have jurisdiction wherever they're committed, including on the territory of Israel.
A court of last resort, the ICC can only prosecute individuals for alleged criminal conduct when states are unwilling or unable to prosecute themselves. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.